this week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. For the first time in 2026, it's the NIT break. It's our first Friday show of the year. Hardline up next with Why Today Doesn't Suck. As we celebrate the return of Zach Kent to the Rangers organization.
Touch the Ranger page.
We throw it to Monto for the NIT break.
Thank you very much, Sean. It's been a while since we've done this. Let's see if we can get back into a groove here. We start the year of our Lord 2026 with five candidates. We got to work our way back up.
Well, I mean, six. The Musers did take two from Baldy this morning and just mush those together.
And they did.
They go to three, so we just make it a little bit louder.
Yeah.
We go to five.
Uh-huh. Why not just turn it up
to
four?
11. Well, these go to five.
Anyway, all right. We got five. We will vote and then decide who wins the NIT break. Starting with candidate number one, I am almost positive he has never been nominated before.
Jesus.
This is Matt George, who is probably prime fodder for athlete, coworker, or country music star.
Yeah. Matt's a good guy, but he never talks to anybody when he's up here.
Well.
So it's hard to get to know him.
Last week, Elf did a show on Dry Dock. This must have been on Friday. And if you know Elf, he likes to do Elf's Elite Eight. Mm-hmm. Where a lot, I think most of the time it's just for college football, but this one was, I think, like his biggest sports stories of 2025. And the way that segment works is Elf will ask the board op to like play a number, you know, it'll be Norm going 8,
yeah.
9, and then, you know, he'll do whatever. Well, he
Classic
had done
Elf.
Number 8. And he was ready to move on to number 7. And I think Matt George took that as a cue for him to just talk.
In a pretty good 7-game series that had a lot of drama to it. And then starting out the year 26-3 with a pretty good chance of maybe going back to back. So I think that is the story that they took over as the new young team in the NBA, winning the title, and they're on their way to possibly winning another one. So OKC is number 8 in Elf's Elite 8.
I'm from Oklahoma City.
Oh, I was looking for
Thunder up.
Number 7. 7.
7.
7. Thank you, Norm. 7. Sorry, I just thought that 7 was after 8 in the reverse order. This was the gambling scandal.
So what had to have happened was
Elf say?
Elf pointed at him to play number 7. Yeah. He thought, hey, go down your fan history with me real quick. Because what he said was, I'm from OKC, Thunder up.
Is number 8 in Elf's Elite 8.
I'm from Oklahoma City.
Oh, I was looking for
Thunder up.
Number 7.
Like, for some reason, he thought that Elf
Your
wanted
turn.
The board out to talk about his affiliations with Oklahoma City.
He had a little EA to him there, too.
Well, we know the Thunder are going to make a deep run this summer, so we need those drops moving forward.
It's just so, and he was so loud.
I'm from Oklahoma City.
Yeah, was the mic, like, in his mouth?
Can I ask Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Is Matt George, is he new?
No.
No.
Relatively.
No, he is not.
Okay. He's been here for a few years.
Yeah. Probably met him. What does he look like?
He is bald.
Okay, yeah.
At least 18 months, I would say, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Former serviceman. He's run the board for Diamond Talk for us before.
Several times.
It's been at least a year, because I remember him doing Mavs post games last year. Anyway, very odd. Very odd segment there, Elf's Elite 8. Naz candidate number 1, Matt George, here on the NIT break.
Thunder.
Of Oklahoma City. Candidate number 2, again, don't know if he's been on here before. He might have. It's our ranch reporter, Calvin Watkins. So, yesterday, he was tasked with doing a ranch report with the invasion. They're trying to get the segment going. They already turned him up, and he has the loudest computer I've ever heard.
Rolling along, it is lunchtime with the invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We will have our Picks with Friends finale here in 15 minutes. Where we'll be joined by the winner, the loser, everyone else. To figure out exactly what the punishment will be and how we will execute it when we head to San Francisco for the Super Bowl this week. That is coming up in 15 minutes. But right now, we will go over to the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline. He is brought to you by Milam and Green Whiskey. He covers those Dallas Cowboys for the Dallas Morning News. It is Calvin Watkins.
And I think he wants to rock. I think that's what it is. Calvin, you good?
Yeah, you guys good? I mean, it was a pause. I don't know what was going on with you.
We were actually listening.
You all right?
Yeah, no, we're fine. We were kind of listening to you in the background kind of rocking with I Want to Rock.
Oh, you were?
Yes, that's what we were doing, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Apparently our board operator was in the bathroom there.
Dude.
But, okay.
I didn't take my headphones off there.
Was that his keyboard clicks?
Yes. So
he's doing Morse code?
So a couple things. One, I told them it sounds like his keyboard sounds like he's doing an old iPod wheel. He's trying to find a song. Because that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Was he texting?
No, he was typing on his computer.
Okay.
That could be keyboard clicks, like on the iPhone.
That kind of sounds like
the
that
thing
too.
Is, yeah. It was kind of rhythmic, so I think the Invasion thought he was jamming out to the song. Which, if you know Calvin Watkins for 1 second, you know how much he loves I Want to Rock.
I mean, so, he is a big Twisted Sister guy.
Very famously. Odd. Very odd there.
They are not going to take it.
Calvin Watkins is candidate number two. Candidate number three, the man in the raccoon cap. It's one Kevin Landrum.
Lando.
Now, during the Invasion, was this also yesterday, Ham?
What?
All right.
Ham's not listening.
You got a what from Ham.
During the Invasion.
Ham is doing Ham things.
They were talking about the potential new defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. No, this was on press conference day. And we got a not listening from Lando less than a minute apart. You'll hear Donovan talk about if they've interviewed anybody, and Lando was in there again, not listening.
Hire anyone without talking to him? Are you crazy? That's ridiculous. Why would you even think of me doing something like that?
Right.
Taking the high road. And now they said that they haven't put any formal request in to speak with anyone. This is what we haven't heard, and the conference is still going on, right? We're still going. They said that they would, as the week goes on, this is what Steven said, as the week goes on, they
tomorrow, will maybe.
Put in the formal request to get some guys in to interview, and they did use the cast a wide net analogy as far as bringing guys in to speak with them about the defensive coordinator position. But this is big. Just like those two first round picks, this one is huge to get right.
Again, from what we heard throughout the season, it just feels like however Matt Eberflus was trying to get his message across, they did not understand it.
Nope. And now they're going to look for someone who can get his message across and execute it with the defense.
They just said, by the way, they have not put in any requests to speak with any coaches yet.
All right, as we just said.
Thanks. Very nice.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. You have a lot going on in there, Lando.
I can't even imagine the amount of beans you ate yesterday. So
Quite a bit. It was National Bean Day.
It was. So I'm saying.
Very apologetic.
We appreciate that.
I'm living on
that live look in, man. That's breaking news right there, Lando. Thank you. Break in anytime you want.
Yeah, luckily we got Canadian Lando, who was so sorry.
I'm sorry, guys.
So Minnesota nice.
That newsroom is a plate spinning act during a presser, though.
Mm-hmm. I was very busy. That's no excuse, though.
He thought, look, I got a little nugget of info the Invasion will like here.
Dust this one off.
They probably haven't used this yet.
A little scoop here for you.
Had to move the tail out from his face. Let's cap on. All right. Kevin Landrum, our ticker man, is candidate number three. Two more here. Candidate number four, definitely been nominated before. This is the old pal, Op X.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
He had a field day during the hard line. You'll get low-talking Ham and Diva Bob.
And viewership for the college football quarterfinals averaged 19 million viewers, with the Rose Bowl peaking at nearly 24 million. That's 8 million more viewers than last year's Game 7 of the NBA Finals. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Kevin Landrum, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
This is supposed to be a promo, so I'm just going to play the music.
All right, that's hot.
Guess we have to turn our own mics on in 2026.
No, there was a panic situation in there.
What a burden. How we doing, Ham? We good?
Yeah, we're good.
Good. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, that's when the promos are out of date and they error out in OpEx. Happens the beginning of every year because...
Luckily, we got Ham talking like this to explain everything.
By the way, that was not a very convincing... Yeah, everything's good. Everything was...
I was not convinced, but I didn't want him to stop down.
Everything's always fine.
And by the way, what the hell were you thinking not turning Bob's mic on? I mean, what is your problem? That's always been a crazy thing to me that they insist they have the board operator, Ham, turn their mics on and off.
Well, that's a big afternoon thing. That was
crazy.
Lesson number one in 2014 for me was you always turn on their mics.
Oh, I heard it's worse now.
Bad radio and the hard line.
From what
they
I understand,
will never touch their mics.
DJ has to go in there every break and take each of their headphones off their head and put them back on right
it's
when
the segment
starts.
It's gotten out of control.
And he has like a giant leaf as he fans them during the break.
So I would just do it like automatic. Ham, I'm sure you do it too. Like if there was a fill-in show, I would just automatically mic one and two.
I don't like that.
On.
I like to be able to control it myself. That's so
same
weird.
Here. Same.
Gosh, divas. All
I
right.
I like people doing stuff for me. Ham, you can turn my mic on and off.
All right, OpEx is candidate number four. And our last one here, the man won the biggie break this morning. It's Matt McLaren, who has a tiny baby little esophagus, which likes to squeak every now and then. And he had a good one this week.
I was a teenager when the Real World, actual first ever Real World, came out in 1992. And that, of course, revolutionized what reality TV is. And you know, there were air quote, hang on, that was a great squeak. Holy crap, did you hear that?
That deserves it. Everybody, go!
We hear the squeak from his mouth. Daddy Mouse is in the house.
Man, that was...
Did I just pop a vocal cord?
That was impressive.
All-timer.
What was that? Yeah, that's an all-timer.
That was epic. But I was going to say, in air quotes, there were reality, like Candid Camera or something like that. Remember
in
that show?
In squeak quotes.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of times when they replay those, you have to go back in and kind of turn them up. On that one, you heard it pretty loud and clear here.
There were air quote...
And I love that theme song, too. It's just, it's Myles Garrett getting the sack record, and then you just stop the game down.
We hear the squeak from his mouth. Daddy Mouse.
So weird.
So great.
All right, let's vote. Is it Thunder Up Matt George? Is it Rock On Calvin Watkins? Is it Not Listening Lando? Is it OpEx or Squeaking Matt? Let's start in there. Mino.
I would like to cast the first vote for the board op with two first names.
All righty. Sean.
The chaos of Calvin Watkins edges out Matt George.
So Lando.
Matty Mouse is in the house.
Got him spread out here. Ham.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Gosh. Oh, all right. Oh. They are spread out everywhere.
Sounds like a good week.
You know what? I got to give Matt George his first one.
Way to go.
I think that's a good one. The guy, he's from Oklahoma City. Doesn't have a whole lot going for him in life, apparently. We'll give him his first NIT break win of all time.
New blood.
Popped his cherry. No longer an NIT virgin.